to Changing the Sales Game on webtalkradio.com. I'm your host, Connie Whitman. I'm happy that you're here this week. So here's the deal, guys. I know as you listen to the show, right, we talk heavily about sales and business and growing and growing careers and all of that good stuff. And I know that changing your sales game can be, you know, tough to navigate. So in the show notes, I have a free gift for you. It's my communication style assessment. Very important that no matter what we do in career, business, or sales, we need to communicate, I think, at the highest level. So you'll get two reports after taking the assessment. First report kind of spotlights your natural superpowers, which means how your message is just naturally received based on how you communicate. Flip side, your lowest score, you'll get that secondary report, which really spotlights, I believe, blind spots. So anybody that you're speaking with that's 180 degrees different than you, which is about 75% of the time, by the way, we want to see those blind spots so that we could put safety measures in place. So when we do communicate, our message lands properly. So again, that link is in the show notes, my gift to you. Now, the quote I chose for today, just to set the stage for the topic with my guest, is by John Barrows. And John says, "Let tech do all the heavy lifting. Let it do all the research. Let it even write all the emails. But right before you engage with the human, that's where you have to put that human factor in." So unless you've been living under a rock, AI is everywhere, right? It's the big hot topic. So how do we use that AI, for me, effectively without watering down our brand? And more importantly, I think our reputation and the trust that we've built, right? Human to human. So during today's show, we're really going to dig in and discuss the remarkable sales achievements AI is currently capable of and how it could potentially help us. So who is my amazing guest that we are going to talk about this awesome topic today? His name is Thomas Ryan. Tom is the CEO and founder of Bigly Sales. He is a visionary leader reshaping the sales landscape through innovative IA solutions with a background in staffing and executive experience at WorkBeat LLC. Tom identified the need for streamlined sales processes in the evolving market. And his journey from a staffing industry to the forefront of AI-driven sales reflects his dedication to leveraging technology, which is evident in Bigly Sales, which is a cutting-edge tool for lead generation and customizable landing pages. Now, Thomas' commitment to efficiency and client appreciation positions Bigly Sales as a trailblazer in the tech industry, showcasing his ongoing dedication to enhancing the sales experience through power and artificial intelligence. Amen, brother. Tom, thanks for being on the show. I appreciate you taking time out of your day.
Connie, thank you so much for having me. I want to get those reports you were talking about. Those sound great to find out where my blind spots are and how to communicate a little better.
Yes. It's so funny, Tom. When I do training, we use behavioral models, communication, right? Because we have to communicate effectively with our clients and or prospects. And when I talk about blind spots, people are like, oh, and then when they start realizing truly the number of blind spots we have, you don't know they're there until someone shines a light and teaches you. They're in awe of the tools like we're going to talk about today that are available. We just don't know about it until we hear or listen to a show like this. So that's why I love hosting the show, because there's so many people out there doing innovative things like you. But unless people hear about you, how do we find you, right? So I love hosting the show. So here's my first question. Explain how AI works its magic to transform that sales process into that streamlined, efficient operation that I alluded to in your bio.
So every big company is going to be using this in the next couple of years, literally everyone. It's just too profitable for them not to. So let me tell you a little bit about what we're doing. Is we're tackling the call center. So we're tackling really anything having to do with like SDRs, appointment setting, form fill type activities, any of those things, support as well, we're tackling. So the AI, what the AI is really great at is you can put in a ton of information. And, if you went back a year ago, the context window, the amount of tokens, like basically words that ChatGPT could handle, was about 4,000 words. Well, they just released the new Google model that has 1 million words that's in beta that it can store in its working memory.
Wow.
So literally in like a year, year and a half, we've gone from 4,000 to 1 million.
Wow.
I mean, nothing I've ever seen in my entire life has grown like this. So we're back, I'm going to date myself here, but you remember like the modems where people used to go and hit the button and it would start making the weird
Yeah,
noises,
the dial up.
and then it would take 5 minutes for your web page to download. And people are like, this will never catch on. No one's ever going to buy anything like this, right? No one's going to go shopping here. They can just go to the local Target, and I think we're at approximately that stage of AI where people are, like, yeah, it could be a big deal, but I don't really get it. So anything that you can do on your computer, the AI is going to be able to do better. If it can't do it already better, it's going to be able to do it better in the next year or two. And that's accounting, that's legal, especially anything having to do with data entry, customer support. So going back to what I was saying, okay, you have a context window that can hold 1 million, words and it's working memory. You can put in, the entire works of Shakespeare, right? Probably not great for sales, but you can put in the entire works of Shakespeare. You can put in the encyclopedia. You can put in whatever you want. So I don't
Huge
know how much
capacity.
business documentation you have,
Yeah.
right? But
Not that.
you can put it all in there. So if you have a technical product, you can put all your help documentation in there, and then someone can ask a question, they can get an answer immediately.
That's
If you
amazing.
hook this up to your CRM, you can go and answer any question, immediately. And that's where I see it really going, that it's going to take over all of the support type requests. We're doing voice in the call center right now, so we're mixing voice and SMS. So, kind of a standard use case that we would deal with. Someone fills out a form online, they do it, in a TCPA compliant way. Then the AI will go and reach out, send them a text message. Hey, I'm your sales assistant. Let's get a little bit of information, and can either go back and forth with them over the text message or actually have them call, have a human sounding voice, talk to them on the phone, be able to gather all that information with natural language, meaning just normal speech like you and I are talking right now. And the AI will get all the information, communicate with them, and then set them to a live agent if it's something like insurance. Schedule an appointment if it's something like home services, right? You need a roofer, you need a bathroom remodel, you need, a plumber, an electrician, whatever, right? It'll just schedule that person on out there, or even send an invoice, send a contract, be able to go through that whole sales process, using both voice and SMS and chatbots, however people want to communicate. We're doing Messenger next.
And this is cool stuff, right? Because if we can free up our time to do more, go, because like you said, like somebody needs a roof done. If I could do more proposals and do more live work and not do so much admin because I can handle it through, like you're saying, these AI resource tools, it allows me to make more money without really working any harder. But I have to understand how to put these AI tools in place to leverage them.
Yeah,
And that's why I think that these shows are important because you get to educate people. I'm sorry, go ahead, continue
I
your
think
point.
it's even more important than that, right? So if we're talking something like home services, think about this. You call a plumber, that guy doesn't answer. What do?
Go to the next one.
You go to the next one, right? So they say that in something like home services, the drop-off rate, if you don't get back to someone in an hour, you lose 95% of those
I
sales.
believe it.
Right. 95% of those sales go by the wayside. So to have something that can automate this for you and make sure if they call me, that call is getting fielded and we're scheduling that person right away, you're going to close a lot more business.
Absolutely.
I mean, just a lot more business by being able to automate that. And that means if someone calls at 7 o'clock at night or midnight or 2 in the morning, you don't have to actually physically field that call yourself. You can just see that something was booked for your schedule at, 10 a.m. the next day.
It's
So,
done for you.
and it's done.
Yeah.
That's it. and it's done. And if you want to collect a payment, you know, we can collect a payment on the front end, right? Yeah. We can configure it however people want, but that's what the AI is going to do. Any manual tasks people are doing right now, you're taking info from an email and sticking it into your computer system. You're taking it from one computer system, you're putting it into another. The AI is going to take over all of that stuff. So any decent sized business, that's what you should be looking at. Where's there a bunch of people sitting around taking information from one place and sticking it into something else?
Yeah.
That can all be automated today.
Yeah. It's interesting. There's something on, I have Google email, even my business email, and there's a shortcut that if I put in like a keyword, it'll fill, like if I sent you my application, right? I put in that keyword. So all I do is say, hi, Tom. And then I put that keyword in and boop, it fills, it auto fills that email for me. It saves so much time. Copy and pasting isn't a big deal, but if you do 10 a day, me putting that keyword and then it's off to the races, you know, but if we can amplify and do that over and over and over and over again every day with the work that we're doing, like you said, that's duplicatable, that we're doing it again and again and again, these shortcuts become tremendous. I was laughing as you were saying the dial up. So I'm much older than you, my friends. And I remember when I was in college, I minored in computer science, but we had a key punch, have the cards organized to put through a feeder to print out the dot matrix, right? And it would tell you whether you're in a loop, if the program itself that you wrote was working or not. And I remember thinking, this is never going to take off what you were saying. I'm like, yeah, but they're saying it's the future. Just get a miner in it, right? In my head, I'm thinking, oh, you know, let me open another potential door. Had no idea what I was doing. And then I remember in the 80s, the newscasters, if you Google this, guys, you'll find it, but ABC, NBC, one of the main news broadcasts, the two anchors were talking about, yeah, this internet thing. And I don't know, you put in a www and it takes you somewhere. And the other one said, yeah, do you think this is going to last? It seems so cumbersome. And now that was in the early 80s, right? Listen to our conversation.
I remember when my sister got her first email and I looked at this and I'm like, how on earth is anyone going to remember one of these things? No one's ever going to use this. Right. And that was
and
my
look
first
at us
thought.
Now.
You know, it was T, Ryan, at, you know, and like I didn't understand how it was set up. And I'm like, this is like 30 letters. Like, how is anyone going to remember this?
Yep. And now look at us. We're one click, right?
Yeah. Well, I got to tell you one other story. So the founder of IBM, they came out with the first computers, right? Like the giant mainframes. And he said, yeah, I think the worldwide market is probably about 10 companies, but you know, it is what it is, right? I'm the guy who created it, said, you know, maybe there's 10 users in the whole world for what we're doing.
And
now there's a computer on everyone's desk. There's one in everyone's pocket because that phone you're walking around with, that's a good computer. I mean, that's a computer.
Yeah.
You know, so.
You gotta laugh. Life is good. And I think being in business now is just so much easier. And it, just an example with sales, right? When I teach, I think you have to have a good LinkedIn profile. You have to have, when you post something, it has to be thoughtful. Like there can't be typos and stuff. It has to be relevant to your ideal client. That's how you build. Now, years ago, we had to go to the library to find a potential client and then go knocking on their door or calling, making a phone call. We couldn't leave emails, or you did the snail mail. So it's so much, it's a very exciting, I think, today to have career. Like I see it with my kids. I think, oh, they have, like, the world is your oyster, guys, because there's so much available to you and new things. Like you're saying, the evolution of AI is so, it's so exponentially fast now that I think opportunity is around every corner. So Tom, you as a visionary in this field, right? This is really your world and expertise. What exciting advancements do you anticipate or see happening? The AI's role, especially as it relates to, let's say, sales and business. Let's focus on sales first.
So I see this doing everything. I mean, really just transforming businesses. So you're going to have businesses that have 1, 2, 3 people that are doing 100 million in sales with AI, that the AI is going to do all the heavy lifting on the back end. And they're going to be able to do, you know, massive 7, 8, 9 figure businesses.
Nice.
With just a handful of people, because you can automate so much of this stuff now. So my recommendation for anyone who hasn't played with this stuff, right? This is like trying to learn Google, right? You know,
yes.
To go in and start using Google, It takes you about 10 seconds to figure it out and then to get good with it. You know, you can always learn new tricks and new things. And, but this is like learning Google. So if you haven't played around with any of these large language models, play around with them, right? I mean, just the things you can do. You want a logo? Ask it to make you a logo, right? Go to like ChatGPT for just a logo. Say, give me a logo for this, right? So little things like that. If I wanted to get a logo a year or two ago, I would go and I'd go online and I'd go to Fiverr or something like that.
Absolutely.
And I'd end up paying, you know, $100 or a couple $100 for the logo. And now I can go into ChatGPT and I can ask it to build me one. It'll build me one that's just as good and it'll do it in about 10 seconds. And if I don't like it, I can change it around.
Crazy.
Another example, I was doing a coding competition the other day. That we put together a coding competition with this big user group in India that is the platform that we, you know, the programming language that we primarily built our platform on. Right. So I've never done a coding competition before. I didn't know any of the rules. So I grabbed a document I found online. Here's a coding competition Google had done. And I put it into ChatGPT, or Claude's another one, does the same thing. And I said, hey, rewrite this, except for this contest that I'm doing. Here's the details on the contest. And it rewrote the entire document for me. And now this task, which I had no idea how to do, I was able to do in a couple of minutes. So it's what I used to say, like, if I'm trying to do something around the house, I blame my father for this. I'm not very handy. Right. He wasn't a handy guy. You know, he couldn't change a light bulb.
Yeah.
So I want to do something around the house and it's like, okay, how do I do this? Well, I go to YouTube and I put it in and I find someone who's done it before.
Yeah.
Right. And there's some video on how to do the thing that I need online that shows me how to do it. Well, this is even better. So, I mean, if there's something you don't know how to do on your computer, go to Claude, go to ChatGPT and ask it. You won't have to hire anyone pretty much ever again.
It's crazy.
You'll be able to figure it out in a couple of seconds. Like what I'd normally be sitting there, you know, for a half hour trying to like, why isn't this working? Why can't I figure it out? What am I supposed to do next? You just ask it and it gives you the list of options. You're like, I tried this and this is where it failed. And it's like, well, do this, this, and this instead.
Wow.
It gives the answer for programming stuff. I was talking about that giant context window with Google.
Yeah.
What I think a lot of folks are going to start doing, and the computer scientist guys are going to hate this, but it's going to take the computer science out of the computer scientist's hands, that you can go and say, hey, I want to build this application. I want to build this web app, right, for my business. And you're going to be able to, I mean, really pretty much today, I think you can do this, to be able to say, okay, write the code for it to do this. And then how do I go and how do I put that out there? Now you're going to have to fool around with it for a couple of hours, but you'll be able to publish stuff to the internet within a couple of hours using the AI, that it's got a big enough context window and it's good enough with the writing the code that you can just tell it to write something for you and then say, okay, now let's publish to the internet. How do we do this? And walk me through those steps and it'll actually do that. So if you wanted to, if you, you know, this weekend, right? If you want to waste a little time, take 2 or 3 hours and say, what's a cool app I've always wanted to build or I've always wanted that isn't out there? Crazy. And have Claude do it for you or have ChatGPT do it for you.
It's fascinating because, you know, I know people are listening that because I have a lot of corporate clients, so they follow me, right? And I know that they have, you know, jobs. I'm doing that in air quotes for those listening on Apple. But when I know people are thinking as you're saying this, oh my God, am I not going to have a job? So first of all, it's going to take time for people, businesses, especially the bigger businesses, to start to adopt these type of changes, right? Because nothing moves that quickly in the world. At least I find it doesn't move fast enough for me. So that's number one. Number two, though, if you feel that your job may be in jeopardy based on art, because there's always articles, Harvard Business Review, or what are the top 10 jobs for 2025 or, you know, whatever jobs that are going to become obsolete. If you fear this, this is where I would start doubling down my efforts. And
100%. Right? Learn these tools. If you have a job and you think there's 10 people in my department and 9 of them are going to be replaced with the AI, go and learn how to use the AI and you're going to be the one who doesn't get replaced.
That's right. That's right. Make yourself relevant.
Yeah. And you make yourself unbelievably useful. Now it gives you superpowers. You can, so like data scraping, there's some of these data scraping tools that they have where, you know, you can scrape tens of thousands of rows of data, stick it into a spreadsheet and do it in a couple of minutes, right?
Like, crazy.
You know, here's 10,000 people who replied to some article. I want to go and grab all their data, stick it into a spreadsheet, and you can go and you can grab it. You know, the images, if you play around with something like Midjourney, you can't tell they're not real right now. Like, they look better than me looking at you through Zoom. Like, they're clearer than that.
I don't know what that is.
It's another one of these tools for doing graphic design.
Really?
So yeah, you can just use ChatGPT for it too. I think the Midjourney pictures are better. You know, ChatGPT is pretty good. I think Midjourney, they look like photorealistic, and the ChatGPT ones don't look photorealistic yet. Give it 6 months, they will. Right. But today they're a little behind as far as that goes. So you can just go and play with it. As far as voices, we're doing video editing stuff with it. So I'm sure you're doing things for your podcast with AI right now that you had something where you were sending it off to a team on Fiverr somewhere or, you know, Upwork or one of those. And the AI has probably replaced a lot of that work for you. Every other podcaster I'm talking to has already moved and done that. So, I mean, for anything, there's these tools out there. 11 Labs for voices. You can basically clone or create any voice. So
we see that with the Beatles song, right? The Beatles song that came out, they used whatever the lyrics were that had been written whenever years ago that just never published the song. And then they took John Lennon, his voice, you know, whatever, and they made this song. It's crazy. It's crazy.
Yeah, we can take basically any voice using that and clone it. So what we're doing right now for our voice call center is someone calls in and we're going to match up kind of age and, you know, demographics.
Oh, that's
right?
Cool.
So you're from New Jersey, right? You get a call from someone from Alabama and you're like, pick up the pace, buddy, right? You know. Talking to someone from New Orleans, you're like, come on, let's speed this up here. I'm from the Boston area. It's the same thing. People sounds talk fast,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Let's get to the point, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, you get someone from Alabama, right? They'll put someone from Alabama with them. You know, if you get an 80-year-old, they're going to put someone who sounds like they're 70 or 80 with them. If you have a 20-year-old from, you know, New Jersey, they're going to be talking to another 20-year-old from New Jersey. So we're matching up the ages and the accents and the stuff like that already for the call centers that we're doing. But yeah, 11 Labs, you can take any voice, you can clone it, you can do things with it. Like, so if you're doing videos, if you're doing advertisements, anything like that. And anyone who hasn't played around with the advertising, I don't know what your business is, but if you haven't thought through getting set up on Google or Facebook and just running stuff at like $5 a day, $10 a day, just to like try it out and see what's working for you.
Yeah.
You know,
play with it.
Yeah. I mean, especially with TCPA changes that are going in. They're basically going to make it illegal next year to cold call people who are consumers.
Yeah.
So, you know, I know there's a lot of businesses that are kind of based on cold calling.
Yeah.
It's almost like these big social media companies wrote these rules.
You wonder, right?
I mean, they I'm sure they had a
big say.
I'm sure they donated some money somewhere.
Yeah. Tom, but think, so I want to circle back to your business now, because clearly this, your zone of genius, this is your topic. This is your expertise, right? This is your craft that you work on every day. You go in and you play and you see the opportunities. What groundbreaking AI innovations are you guys doing at Biggie Sales and crafting now so that you can revolutionize this whole sales landscape so that, again, we could do what we should be doing, which is talking to the humans, right? That human to human is never going away. I'm going to say for more complex things, right? You could go on Temu and buy, you know, an ankle bracelet. I'm not saying for stuff like that, that are low price points, but for bigger price points, wealth management solutions, right? Managing portfolios, understanding basic money, whatever it is, the more complicated things in life, health, whatever.
See, I think this is a place in all of those areas, right? Yeah. What you're going to want to do though, is at the end of the day, you're going to want to talk to the doctor. Right. You're going to want to talk, you know, if I'm doing $1 million sale, at some point, I'm going to want to go and shake someone's hand.
Absolutely.
Right.
Yep.
They're going to want to go to dinner. You're going to grab a steak somewhere. They're going to want to look you in the eye. They're going to know, hey, if there's a problem, what are we going to do? Right. You know, so that part's never going away. I just flew out to Vegas for a conference and, you know, people want to meet in person.
Absolutely.
So that's only going to get more valuable. That's going to get more valuable, right? The social thing, knowing who you're dealing with, you know, having relationships. Like I see that going up in value, not down. What we're doing specifically, though, is all of those functions that can be customer support, for example, right? If I'm calling Comcast, I don't have a relationship with that person. I'm never going to talk to that rep again. I'm probably never going to want to talk to that rep again.
That's right.
Right. And right now it's what I would call a bad process. So there's some of these big Fortune 500 companies out here, and I'll name some names, like calling a Comcast or calling an AT&T.
Yeah.
Oftentimes calling, you know, you probably don't call the power company that much. Right. But, you know, some of these really big consumer facing companies, you go through one of those nightmare IVR systems where it's, you know, for one, hit this, for two, do this, for three, you know, for seven, you know, like, you're like, Jesus, can I just talk to someone? Then you talk to someone, it's the wrong person. They're going to put you on hold and get you someone else. I mean, it fixes all of that. It makes that go away. So there was one company in Europe that's already put this into place. Big company over there. They said that their average response time to satisfy a customer support request went from 13 minutes to 2.
Wow.
With the AI.
Wow.
You know, and these guys get millions of requests a month.
Wow.
So it basically saved millions of people about 11 minutes.
Yeah.
Each of them for every time they had an issue, every time they have a problem. And, you know, they said people were actually happier, right? Well, why wouldn't you be happier? You know, if I'm on hold for a half hour, I'm not going to be happy by the time I get to whoever I'm talking to. Like, you know, you're just not going to be. Right? If I call in and the AI can handle it and I'm speaking to someone, it's like, hi, this is Connie. And Connie sounds friendly. And, you know, if I ask Connie, hey, are you AI? She goes, yep, I'm an AI assistant, but I can handle any of your needs. And, you know, then Connie handles it for you, right? You're super happy at the end of the day.
Absolutely.
So we're doing that voice piece and we're mixing together SMS, which is just called fancy word for text messaging.
Yeah.
And voice, where it'll go back and forth between the two, between the voice and the SMS. And we're doing this in a TCPA compliant way, which means that everything starts with either a form fill, right? Someone's running an ad, a Google ad, a Facebook ad, a website landing page, whatever. They come there, they fill out a form, and then we call based on that form, or they call us, right? We put a phone number out there and they call us. And then the AI will be able to understand what they say and work towards, again, whatever the goal is. Is the goal to get an invoice sent to you and to have that invoice paid? It'll go, it'll send the invoice, it'll sit on the phone and can make sure that you actually pay the thing right there. Are there any questions? Do you have any problems? Why don't you fill in the information, right? And walk you through that whole payment process. You know, again, live transfer. If it's something where you need to speak to a licensed agent at the end.
Yeah.
And go, like, think about health and insurance. We're talking to one of the major health insurance players here. I don't want to say the name here publicly, but, you know, like a Fortune 100 company. We're talking to them next week. And anyway, it's like 45 minutes to fill out one of these forms, like start to finish. So the AI can do all of that lifting. It can do all of that information instead of having a human have to go and answer the question. Okay, how many dependents do you have? What's the first dependent's name, right? What's their social security? What's their date of birth? Right. You know, what pre-existing conditions do they have? It can answer. It can ask all that. And then they get a transcript at the end of it, which goes over to the person who's going to be booking the policy at the end. You know, so that's another big use case wherever there's a lot of information that has to be gathered. Or again, like I was talking about with, you know, you're a plumber, right? There's an emergency at 2 a.m. It takes the call, it gets all the information, and it books it onto the schedule. And you wake up at 7 a.m. and you see that you got a call for 9.
Yeah.
You know, so, I mean, those are the things I'm working on, specifically going back and forth with voice and text and then sending out automated reminders and things of that sort.
It's just staggering to me, Tom, because it's here. We got it. We got to lean into it. We really do have to start using it because the customer experience, you know, we were in the customer information age. Now we're at the customer experience age where they want to experience better service. They want things much faster. They want it to be cheaper, faster, easier, right? Less angst for them. All these things it's here.
And that's so it. It's better, faster, cheaper.
It's exactly right. But it improves the client experience as well, which I think is the critical piece. Because if I have to sit on hold with the Comcast for an hour and then get thrown around or disconnected and have to call back for another hour, I'm not having a great customer experience. And that's why I think a lot of these companies get a bad rap out there.
100%.
It's just because it's so cumbersome and you dread making that phone call because you know you're going to sit on hold for eons. And
I've had a broken clicker at my house for like a year and a half. And like all the things are ripped off, but I still know enough like about where the buttons are supposed to be. Yeah. I can work it. I just don't want to sit on hold with them for an hour.
Exactly. It's aggravating. So I definitely see this transition. And I think people, the more they hear about the AI, the AI usage, the things that are happening out there, it's just like anything else. You get more comfortable as you hear and people are using it and you hear that repeatedly. All of a sudden you think, I think I better learn about this. So here's the deal, guys. We're out of time. You clearly need more Tom in your life. So email him directly. It's tom@bigleysales.com. I will put all of this in the show notes. So easy peasy, you could click and find him. Website also bigleysales.com, which I highly recommend.
B-I-G-L-Y.
B-I-G-L-Y, Bigley. Bigley, did I not say that right?
No, just people always spell it wrong. So
L-E-Y, they do L-E-Y.
Sometimes.
I gotcha. So Bigley Sales, B-I-G-L-Y-S-A-L-E-S. plural.com. And then you have a free gift, which is bigleypage.com. Tell everybody what they get if they go to that link.
So that's a landing page builder for you. So you can go, you can throw up a landing page in a couple of seconds. You can edit anything that's in there. The AI writes everything for you. It'll pick some pictures. If you don't like the pictures, you can just switch them out. You can switch them out with any image on the internet. You can switch them out with any image on your computer. Or you can ask the AI to do another search and say, hey, find me a picture that's a little better for what I'm trying to do.
Yeah.
So you can switch out any of the pictures. You can modify the text. You can either have the AI do it or you can just change it around yourself. You can have it do the first run and then you can change things around how you want it. And it has an automatic form fill that's on there. So if you have customers come into this page, it'll automatically collect their information and store them in Bigley for you. And if someone wants to start doing the AI automation journey from there, they can. Or if they just want to see all the data of everyone who came in, start a mailing list, collect emails, whatever.
It's awesome. It's very robust, everybody. So definitely, if you have any questions, certainly reach out to Tom. Check out the website for other insight into this topic. Bigley Sales, plural, again, salesisplural.com, and then Bigley Page for that free gift. And I looked at it. It's freaking cool, guys. So definitely check it out. Play with it. See what happens. Here's the thing.
We're coming out with a new version of that in a few weeks here.
I love it. So you're constantly up in the game as well.
Oh, we're always building. We're always building.
I love it. And here's the thing, Tom, right? And I say this at the end of every show, they're all sick of hearing me saying it, but it's too bad. I'm going to say it again. Information's a beautiful thing. They've listened to the show and they think, oh, cool AI. Yeah, man, I should start looking into that. Yeah, neat. They don't do anything with it. Here's where I say the call to action. Just download or go to thebigleypage.com and check it out, or go to the website, review it, or email Tom and say, I have a weird question for you. Do something where you're not only thinking, oh, this AI is cool, we're actually dipping your toe into the AI pond. And I think the Bigly page is a great place to start. So you can see it live, the cool things that can happen with simply filling out this form that Tom and his team have built, and then, you know, built that back end coding, et cetera. So check it out, Tom. Gosh, there's so much. Here's really the short answer. There's a lot to learn. So you got to dip your toe in. I say dip it in with Tom. So, yeah. Tom, thank you for coming on and educating us on AI, and really not only what's happening, but the quick progression of what's happening, and that we really do need to stay relevant.
Moving faster than anything ever. Yeah. I mean, it's the pace of change. There's never been anything like that. Moore's law.
Yeah.
Is, computers are doubling in processing power every 2 years, right? That's Moore's law. So that means after 20 years, they've gone up 1,000-fold, right? The AI, we're going to go up 1,000-fold in 2 years. I mean, we're moving 10 times as fast as we were. So things that seemed impossible a year or two ago are going to be possible now.
Yeah.
Things that seem impossible now are going to be impossible in a year or two. So yeah, anyone who hasn't played with this, literally go to our website, sure, but go to Claude, right? Go to Claude, go to ChatGPT, and instead of doing your Google search for something next time, ask it in there, or ask it to write something for you.
I love that.
If you're having trouble using your computer, say, hey, how do I do this? And
I love it.
Throw it in there and see what it comes out. I mean, that's where I think it really just, for me, my God, I'm having a problem changing my printer. Right. There's something wrong and it's not working, or someone's asked me to do something and I can't figure out how to do it. You know, we're after like 5 minutes, you're like, well, what do I do? You just go there, throw it in, and, you know,
You'll
see the
surprised.
Answers you get. Yeah. Like start playing with it that way and your mind will just start expanding on what are all the things this can do.
Yeah, the runaway. You can start running away with ideas and how to use it. I love it.
I had someone who had an online shopping platform, and they just went and they had like 10,000 items, and they took copy and paste into an Excel spreadsheet, and they just went down and said, add this description to each of my items. And then they had ChatGPT write a description for each item for them. And their sales went up 30%.
Whoa! That's
in two
awesome.
Weeks because their items had descriptions.
That's awesome.
And they just grabbed it from ChatGPT. They did it in an automated fashion. It took one day to do.
That's unbelievable.
And their sales went up 30%. I mean, so there's just so many little things like this.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. Do you consult on this as well if a business owner isn't sure where to start, where they could reach out to you and say, hey, can you help me with? Do you do projects like that as well?
I mean, not really, but I'm happy to help anyone. But, you know, everyone, I'm going to give you my advice right now. Just start playing with it.
Yeah.
Just start playing with it. Don't be late to this party. It's moving really fast. And you don't want that kid coming out of school who started using it to do his term papers. And then he realized, wait a minute, I can do all these other things as well with it and have that person end up taking your job.
Yeah. It's an exciting time. Innovation is here. And again, I think we got to get, it's like anything else. Information is a beautiful thing. You got to have action. Otherwise, right, we die. It's a slow death if we don't take action. That's my way of thinking anyway.
100% agree.
Yeah.
You're growing or you're dying.
You're growing or you're dying. Amen. Tom, thank you again for just sharing so much. And I love that recommendation at the end. Just jump in, play, dip the toe and see where you go. So thank you again for your sharing your zone of genius. And, it's a cool topic. It's definitely a cool topic. And I hope you will join me weekly as we question, build, and discover together, no matter where you are on changing your sales game. My guests and I, man, we got your back. And we hopefully are sharing ideas, tips, and strategies for you to implement immediately after listening to the show to help you make your sales game so much easier than we think it has to be. So again, check out Tom's bigleysales.com. All of those links will be in the show notes. I am so happy that I met you, Tom. Thank you again for coming on. Thank you for joining us this week. You've been listening to Changing the Sales Game on webtalkradio.com with me, your host, Connie Whitman. You know that I'm happy, happy, happy that you join me every week. And I wish you an inspired week filled of change where you just amp your game, guys. We're all here to live a beautiful life. Go and get it, right? It's here for the taking. I love that you follow me. I love that you join me weekly. I will see you next week. Have a great one, everybody. Thanks again. Thanks again, Tom. Bye, everybody.
Thanks, Connie. Thank you so
much. Thanks, Tom. Okay, bye.
Be sure to subscribe so that you don't miss a single episode. And while you're at it, please leave a rating and review and share it with your friends. Tune in every week for more exciting insights and strategies on increasing your business's ROI. And always remember, lead with heart and your sales will follow.